آمين يا رب العالمين. جزاكم الله خيرا for the wonderful duas. May Allah Ta'ala accept us all for His deen. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh to one and all. Allah has enabled us another day, an opportunity to change, to make a difference, to leave a legacy. May Allah give us tawfiq. Chapter 14 of the Quran al-Kareem, which is Surah Ibrahim. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us about a pure tree. أَلَمْ تَرَ كَيْفَ ضَرَبَ اللَّهُ مَثَلًا كَلِمَةً. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, do you see how Allah presents forth a good example, a good parable? And that is of a pure tree, كَشَجَرَةٍ طَيِّبَةٍ. And what is this tree? أَصْلُهَا ثَابِتٍ. Its roots are deep in the ground. It's deep-rooted. وَفَرْعُهَا فِي السَّمَاءِ. And its branches reach out far into the skies. Then Allah says in this chapter, تُؤْتِي أُكُلَهَا كُلَّ حِينَ. This tree bears fruit in all seasons. كُلَّ حِينٍ. Due to Allah's permission. بِإِذْنِ رَبِّهَا وَيَضْرِبُ اللَّهُ الْأَمْثَالَ لِلنَّاسِ. Allah presents parables for humanity to deliberate, to ponder, and to draw lessons. So what's the lesson here? And this is the lesson of Iman and A'mal. That Iman has to be so strong, deep-rooted, like this tree, deep in the ground. But the branches are far-reaching, and in all seasons. What is that? What does that mean? A believer, whatever the time of the year, whether it's when he got a break, whether it's when he's busy with work, he never jeopardizes the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is suitable for you and I because we're going to get a break in a few days, isn't it? But a Muslim is always conscious of Allah. There's no day where a believer leaves his salah, his deen, the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, his tilawat of the Quran, throughout the believer's life. We never neglect these practices of our deen. And this is what we heard today in Surah Ibrahim. So let's think what Allah wants us to learn lessons. Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam, we learn from him. Look at his life. He never succumbed to the environment. But he tried to change the environment. And you know what an environment he came from? His own father was the manufacturer of idols. Tell the ummah this. Generally, we speak about Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam and the sacrifice of his son. Yes, that what an amazing sacrifice. But what about Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam as a young man? قَالُوا سَمِعْنَا فَتَن يَذْكُرُهُمْ يُقَالُ لَهُ إِبْرَاهِيمُ. As a young man in Kan'an, in Iraq, in Harran, in all these towns, in Babel, he was in these towns. How he spoke to his father, but he never became like his father. إِذْ قَالَ لِأَبِيهِ وَقَوْمِهِ. How he spoke to his father, his community, his people. They were involved in idolatry. مَا هَذِهِ التَّمَاثِيلِ. Why is it that you are involved, engrossed in idolatry? So they said, we found our forefathers doing this. But look how beautifully Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam explained to them. But our discussion today is, he didn't succumb to the pressures of the society and the community, something called peer pressure. He didn't become like that. We learn from Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam. That's why this ayah is in this surah to teach us. Inna Ibrahim kana umma. And that's in the next surah, Surah Nahl, the chapter that discusses the favors of Allah. So see how Quran demands us to deliberate and learn. We can never end our studies on the Quran. We remain students of the Quran and the Sunnah till we die. Because there's never a time where we know everything. There's never a time. The Quran al-Kareem is too beautiful. So here we learn about this tree. An a'mal. A believer is not seasonal. لا تكن رجبيا أو شعبانيا أو رمضانيا. Now it's the month of Dhul Hijjah. The Hajj is just complete. But be a believer, kun musliman. This is what these ayats are teaching us. So see this tree, deep-rooted. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, hadith is in Sahih Bukhari. He asked Sahaba. And we learn a lot of lessons to this. Who's the Rawi, the narrator? Hazrat Umar's son. So what was his name? Abdullah bin Umar. He had other sons too. But this was the most senior of the sons and the children of Hazrat Umar. Okay, obviously the most senior would be Hazrat Umar's daughter. Because that was Ummul Mu'mineen. So she would be the most senior, yes. But yes, she showed a lot of respect to her brother and vice versa. Hazrat Hafsa. So anyway, Hazrat Ibn Umar narrates that Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam asked the Sahaba one day, tell me about the tree, مَثَلُهُ كَمَثَلِ الْمُؤْمِنِ. And this tree, its parable is like that of the believer. So he asked Sahaba radiallahu anhum this. Tell me about this tree which is like the mu'min. مَثَلُهُ كَمَثَلِ الْمُؤْمِنِ. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam asked this question to the Sahaba radiallahu anhum. Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu anhum said, everyone was silent. No one answered. Then Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, it's the date palm tree. So the kajur, you know kajur? Kajur tree. There's a lot of parables of the kajur, the tamar in the Quran Kareem, like in this parable. The date palm tree grows deep in the ground. What does that mean? What's around it doesn't affect it. It still grows tall. What that teaches us, O believers, it can be a time where we have the break, but still prioritize Allah's command. Never jeopardize on Allah's command. Like that tree. What else we learn from the tree? Which Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam explained this hadith under this ayah. So it's opportune for us to learn this hadith under this ayah. What else we learn from this tree? Sweet. Dates are sweet, isn't it? Our character must be sweet. When we give advice also it must be sweet. Talk to people in a beautiful manner. Explain to them sweetly. Explain to them kindly. What else we learn from this tree? People throw pebbles and stones. What does the tree give back? Beautiful dates. And the date, the kajur, gives kajur in all seasons. In all seasons. Something else interesting about the date palm tree. It's like the believer, and it's also like the human being. That's why in the hadith, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, أَكْرِمُ عَمَّتَكُمُ النَّخْلَ. Honor your aunt, the date palm tree. Then Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam explained further. How is it your aunt? Amma. You can have khala, but you can have amma. Amma is your father's sister. So how is the date palm tree our father's sister? Because خُلِقَ مِن طِينِ أَبِيكُمْ آدَمْ عَلَيْهِ السَّلَامِ. The same soil Hazrat Adam alayhi salam was created from was the same, exact same soil the date palm tree was created from. That's why, interestingly, every tree inhales carbon dioxide most of the time, exhales oxygen. The date palm tree inhales oxygen like the human being most of the time. That's why Sahaba radiallahu anhum were not used to this when they arrived in Medina Munawwara. They weren't used to the environment of Medina, the Muhajirin. They were used to Makkah. The society was different. The oxygen was different. Here the oxygen density was of a different level because the trees were also breathing in oxygen. Something else about a normal tree, you cut the top part, it'll still grow. But the date palm tree, you cut the top. The top part of the date tree is called a jummar. It's very nutritional. It's like the heart or the head of the tree. Very nutritional. Full of vitamins. Very expensive. But if you cut that jummar, the tree doesn't grow. You cut the top. Unlike any other tree. Like the human being. You cut off his hands, Allah forbid, he's still living. You cut off his foot, he's still living. Chop off his head or his heart, he ceases to live. So that's another parable and similitude of the date palm tree. Interestingly, if you press the date bark, there's a liquid that comes out with your nail. You inhale it. It has the scent of human semen also. So there's a lot of similitudes. Back to our main point. What we learn from the date palm tree. Now see, the kajur is so much to learn from. Kajur. Allah in the Quran Kareem tells us, وَالَّذِينَ تَدْعُونَ مِن دُونِهِ. Whoever you turn to besides Allah, مَا يَمْلِكُونَ مِن قِطْمِيرٍ. Allah says, why do you turn to them? All the makhluqat, they don't even own Qitmir. You know what is Qitmir? Who knows what is Qitmir? Gee. Who else? Gee. Eat the kajur. There's a seed, isn't it? That's called a hasat. Hasat. Gee. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, Man ahsaha, to count the zikr. Count the zikr, isn't it? Ahsa yuhsi, count the zikr. Gee. Count the 99 names of Allah. Ahsaha, dakhal al jannah from the word hasat. That's also dalil of using the tasbih. Anyway, hasat. That nawatu tamr. Scrape it after you got the date pit. Right? Nawatun. Scratch it. Can you imagine what I'm saying? Eat the date. Seed is left. Scratch that seed. What's left? What's on the seed? There's a very, very faint covering on the seed. Very faint. Very delicate. Very intricate. Most date seeds have it. If you scratch it, you pull it out. It has no weight. It has no taste. Can you imagine what I'm talking about? You must do the exercise. Do it. Then you'll see it. That wrapping that's colorless and tasteless around the date pit, that is called qitmir. What does our Allah say? وَالَّذِينَ تَدْعُونَ مِن دُونِ مَا يَمْلِكُونَ مِن قِطْمِيرِ إِن تَدْعُوهُمْ لَا يَسْمَعُوا دُعَاءَكُمْ وَلَوْ سَمِعُوا مَا اسْتَجَابُوا لَكُمْ وَيَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ يَكْفُرُونَ بِشِرْكِكُمْ وَلَا يُنَبِّئُكَ مِثْلُ خَبِيرٍ. Allah says, whoever you may turn to besides Allah, they don't even own not the date or the date put, not even the qitmir. Farsh se lekar arsh tak sab murda hai. From arsh to farsh, everything besides Allah is dead and non-existent without Allah. That's our aqidah and iman, isn't it? And that must be our yaqeen and conviction. That's why we have to give this dawah so many times for us to understand the reality that makhluq la yamlikuna li anfusihim darran wala naf'an, can't even benefit or harm themselves, leave alone anybody else. They can't even cause their own life or death, leave alone anybody else. So that's the date pit. Now you get the kajur that comes from there. When the kajur, it starts, it's called tala. Then it grows a little more, it's called igrid. Then it grows more. Then it's called khalal. Then it's called balah. Balah is half ripe. Then it's called busr. Then it becomes fresh, the fresh date, rutab. Rutab. And then it gets dry, then it's tamar. That's the seven stages of the kajur. So we learn that we must have the character like that. There was a sahabi, Abdullah bin Busr, character of the date palm tree. And also we mustn't take effect from the environment around us. We learn to be like milk. You know milk. What does milk come from? Milk comes from between dung and blood. نُسْقِيكُمْ مِنْ بَيْنِ فَرْثٍ وَدَمٍ. Between dung and blood. But look at the milk. How pure. How tasty. How enjoyable. Isn't it? Milk. What can we do without milk? What nutrition in milk? Hazrat Maulana Qasim Sima Rahmatullah Ali personally told me many, many times, drink milk. He used to say, drink milk. How pure is milk? How enjoyable is milk? So when you're buying, rather don't buy cold drink, buy milk and drink pure milk. There's health in it. There's nutrition in it. Buzruganadin say, you want to study and you're tired? Drink milk, read Surah Fatiha and blow inside. Allah will give you energy and strength. Now what does the milk say? Don't look at my past. I was dung and blood. Look at me now, how I have changed. And how milk changed? You won't even find a stain of dung inside the milk. And when you ask non-Muslims this, they start thinking, yeah, where this comes from? This is from Allah. Yeah. But before that, they don't understand. You have to tell them. You have to explain to them. Just today, I was making asr far from one of the masajid, far away, just outside town. So I made the azan and there's people watching me. So I, just before the azan, I explained to them the translation. And I said, don't worry, you can watch. We won't feel offended. Then I said, we're going to pray now. This is what we're going to do. Explain to people. They want to know. So the milk says, don't look at my past. Look at me now. See how I've changed. And you know how the milk changed? It changes anything around it. Put it in any other substance. It changes the color of that thing. That's how pure. So that's what we learn. Take from this environment And don't be like everybody else, but bring a change to everybody else. Like milk. Be positive. Don't be selfish. Oh, myself, I duck away, I'll do my own thing. I don't worry, I don't bother. Allah's order is broken. I don't even care. No. We see wrong, be mafatih lil khair. And be maghaliq lil shar. Don't be selfish. Oh, others are doing wrong, I don't care. It's haram for you and I who are students. Others are breaking Allah's orders. Others are making shirk. We just go past and we just keep our own iman. It doesn't work like that. Be like milk. Change the condition of others. It's our duty. More than others, it's our duty. Change others. And make them like us and don't be like them. This is a duty of a Muslim. We have to be positive. We have to be... What did Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam say? Jibreel Alayhi Salaam came. And Allah sent him to destroy one town, isn't it? You know the hadith. He returned. He says, Allah, there's one servant who's so righteous and so salih. Allah says, Iqlibha alayhi wa alayhim. Destroy him first. And then them, alayhi wa alayhim, فَإِنَّهُ لَمْ يَتَمَعَرْ وَجْهُهُ فِيَّ سَاعَةً قَطُّ. His piety was for himself. It didn't hurt him when my order was being broken. He didn't want to bring iman and deen and righteousness and goodness to others. He was selfish. Destroy him first. And this was a previous nation. What about you and I? Worse. Because Allah directly commands us. Allah give us the understanding that we must be strong, be like the date palm tree, be like this tree Allah speaks about that is all the time bearing fruit, is all the time sending good deeds up to the sky, is all the time showing character, and its roots are deep. Our iman must be deep rooted. You can't pull it out. Nothing can pull out that. See those palm trees in front of the Darul Uloom, how long they're standing for ages there. Jee? Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq inshallah. So we're going to go for this break. Make sure we go with our deen and iman as Muslims. Everywhere we go, don't let the flag of Islam fall. And be wise. Keep a few pamphlets in your pocket. I tell you, everywhere I go, even today, I can tell you Kal Guzari is every day. Lucky I have these booklets. Everywhere you talk to people and then you leave a booklet. They want to know. They say, thank you. So keep a few booklets in your pocket. You went to the hospital, Allah save you. Maybe Allah save you. You went anywhere in the world. You went to embassy. You went to visit somebody. You went to one town. Just talk to somebody and somebody and somebody about Islam. People are waiting. It's you and I that are selfish. Wa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Make your sunnah and your bitar. And if you make 4 sunnah, you get the reward of those 4 on Laylatul Qadr. It's sahih an Abdullah ibn Mas'ud. Radiallahu anhu. Allah give tawfiq.